630 Chad, this morning podcast with Stacey Brotzel and Daryl McIntyre.
It is 7:36. You're listening to This Morning on 630 Chad. And what a treat we have for you today. We have Yogurt in studio, and just put a smile on all of our faces. Yogurt's a beautiful golden lab.
Okay, so it's more of a treat for us, but hopefully you'll enjoy hearing about it. And there is an opportunity you might be able to meet Yogurt at one point. So there's an organization called the Chimo Animal Assisted Wellness and Learning Society, and basically they have wellness dogs that come out and help people in any number of situations. Well, Jeffrey Friend and Yogurt have been going into Edmonton's pedways and transit spaces, just trying to bring a little life, a little love, a little joy, and some smiles to some people. Jeffrey and Yogurt are joining us in studio. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. We're doing well this morning. Yogurt's just napping at my feet.
Doing what he does.
He's tired. So how did you start this? How did it begin that you were going to go downtown into the pedways and to the LRT stations?
Yeah, so I was reached out to by Connie Marchuk with the City of Edmonton,
okay.
Who works in...
So the city asked you to come?
Yep, they asked us. They were looking at some novel ways to bring some vibrancy and good vibes down into the space, and she was aware of wellness dogs, so she had reached out to the organization that I work for, and we, you know, this was a bit out of scope for our organization from what we normally do, but I said, sure, let's try it, and we started above ground in Churchill Square, and then once we got all the approvals, moved down into the pedway spaces as of January.
And so what's your role? When you go in there, is it just literally interaction with people?
Yeah, it is absolutely just interacting with people. So both the people working and visiting the space, transiting through, as well as the vulnerable people that are in those spaces as well, trying to create that kind of common shared experience and just bring some happiness and vibrancy, make the space feel a little more welcoming and safe.
And I do want to get into some of the stories and your interactions down there, but tell us a little bit about Yogurt and how people react to her.
Yogurt is a 3.5-year-old yellow lab. He's a big boy, but generally people are pretty happy to see him. Oftentimes people aren't used to seeing dogs in that space, so we often have to invite people over to come and interact with him. They think he may be a service dog, which he is not. He doesn't have a vest, and we just have to make sure that they know that they're allowed to interact with him. So,
yeah, because we've been trained.
There's a big difference, right?
We've been trained pretty well that when it's a service dog, that's a working dog, leave him alone, unless you've been told you can, right? So big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. So wellness dogs are not government regulated like a service dog. They're there for everyone to interact and pet, whereas a service dog is just for their handler and should otherwise be ignored.
This is a cuddle monster over here.
He is. he loves getting pets. Like the people that don't want the interaction, which is totally okay, not everyone does, he looks at them longingly and then walks away.
He wants to be everybody's friend. Well, tell us about some of these interactions, because you would have people who are going to work or going to school, etc., but then you also mentioned some of the vulnerable populations.
Yeah, what we really see, particularly with the vulnerable people, is these are people that may not get that opportunity to pet a dog. We take for granted that if we see kind of a friendly dog and we say, hey, can I come over and pet it? We're going to get told yes. Whereas a lot of them may be ignored or not get those opportunities. And, you know, they've often grown up with pets. They'll tell me stories about the dogs they had as kids growing up. I've had a lady get down on the ground, just press her head to him and essentially just like sit there for 5 minutes, like just holding him. So really breaking through and giving them back that sense of humanity to a degree. For the people that are, you know, working and transiting through, they smile, they wave, they give them a little scratch on. We've even had interactions where both, you know, groups come together that otherwise they might move to the opposite sides.
So what is the goal ultimately, I guess? The city called you, obviously, a lot of people stay away from the downtown. They're scared of the downtown. They've heard stories. What's the ultimate goal?
I think the ultimate goal really is just to make people feel a little safer and a little more welcome in those spaces. And we see that, you know, we've had those interactions, like I mentioned, where it's people from both different groups kind of coming together. And, you know, they start to see, oh, they're just another person, and, you know, we can have those interactions safely.
You're with this group, CALLS, is that how you guys refer to it? So Chimo Animal Assisted Wellness and Learning Society. It's not just Pedways, and it's not just, this group's been around for a little while. What do you guys do?
Yeah, so it's actually our 10-year anniversary this year. We mainly work with K-12 schools throughout Edmonton and surrounding communities. And it really is about just bringing general mental wellness through that human-animal bond. So there's good science behind it. Assuming you're comfortable with dogs, petting a dog is just associated with a decrease in heart rate, lowering of blood pressure, increase in the feel-good hormones, and decrease in stress hormones. We also do visits with seniors, helping alleviate maybe some loneliness or those that live in housing where they can't have a pet. University exam stress relief. So I'm sure anyone listening from the U of A has probably met yogurt.
That's so sweet. So where else does he go? What's his schedule like?
Yeah, so Yogurt and I often fill in for anyone that kind of calls in sick. So we're all over the place. We go to lots of different schools. He has a school that he does every Tuesday morning. And he actually looks forward to it. It's the one day of the week he is up at 6 a.m. and nudging me to get out of bed.
And he's not happy around Christmas vacation, right?
No, he is not. Kind of around Christmas and summer, he kind of sulks around the house a little bit because he misses his kids. This year, some of the kids actually made him Christmas cards, and I sealed them in a plastic bag so that when he started getting kind of that low mood, I brought them out so he could sniff them and he could smell his kids. And it just like brightened him up. His tail started going as soon as he sniffed all the cards.
That's so sweet. And so when's he downtown? When can people see him?
So the schedule is pretty variable, but it's twice a week. Typically, usually around that morning coffee break, kind of that 10:30 time, or often around end of the day, so kind of 3 or 3:30. But it is just kind of variable. It's when both myself and my city person's schedules line up. So but twice a week, every week, we're down there, so keep an eye out for it.
And Yogurt's got to be pretty mellow, because I'm sure that there are some people who get overexcited and just come running at him, which can be really intimidating for a dog and that kind of thing too, right?
Yeah, Yogurt is very mellow, and that's part of what my job is as his handler, is to kind of mitigate those interactions. So being like, oh, do you mind stepping back for a second? Or he doesn't like it when we pet him that way and showing them the appropriate ways.
Yeah.
He has gone through a certification exam to make sure that he's safe and tolerant, you know, for the odd person that slips through, that it'll be okay. But yeah, he's very chill. He's actually excited when people are excited about him.
CALLS is the organization, CAALS.org. And I guess there's more information on either helping you guys out, or if somebody wants to volunteer, maybe they have a dog they think would be appropriate.
Absolutely. Definitely check out our website. Contact us through our contact form on our website. We're always looking for more volunteers, because the more people and dogs that we have doing this, the more places that we can visit and the more people we can help.
Well, it's a unique undertaking by the city, for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeffrey, for coming in. Thanks, Yogurt, for coming in.
Thanks, Yogurt.
We've been talking to Jeffrey Friend and Yogurt, the Golden Lab, here in studio, talking about, you know, making a difference in the downtown and, you know, diffusing some of that tension and angst that some people may have heading down there.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.